Hello, everyone. I'm Gary Robey with Call to Worship. Today, we look at the best, God's best, our best, and the fact that the best is yet to come.
He who began a good work in you will be faithful to complete it. He'll be faithful to complete it. He who started the work will be faithful to complete it in you. Slowly replacing your hope with despair, or the process is long and you're losing your song in the night, you can be sure that the Lord has His hand on you, safe and secure. He will never abandon you. You are His treasure, and He finds His pleasure in you.
He who began a good work in you
God, our loving Heavenly Father, we praise You today for who You are, God of the universe, Creator of all that is, the eternal Alpha and Omega, the great I Am. We thank You for Your everlasting, faithful love for us. Since You know all things, You know what is best for us. And accordingly, You bless us and direct us so that we can have faith that all things will work for good in our lives according to Your plan. Thank You for providing the best. As we accept You as our Savior, we want to give You our best. May Your Holy Spirit give us the strength and wisdom to do what is right, dedicated, committed to following Your instructions in Scripture. And thank You, Lord, for the awesome reality that the best is yet to come as we look forward to what You have prepared for us in Your presence in heaven. Lord, help us to pay attention to your word today, spoken and in song, during our call to worship. Amen.
Well, I found a friend that really is the best thing that ever happened to me. My friend is always there. You see, because he saved me and Jesus raised me. And the best thing that he did for me, he forgave all my sins. No man on earth could ever do that. So that's why we sing to you that he, Jesus, is the best thing that could ever happen to me.
He's a light unto my
such love for you, and I know the best thing for me to do.
Now I come to you, Lord, to answer your call, not holding back, but I'm giving my all. Now I'm giving my best to you, Lord. All that I have, I won't withhold. Giving my best to you, Lord. All of my heart and all of my soul.
Well, you are the one who gave your life for me.
You gave your best.
It's our delight.
We appreciate you joining us during this call to worship and praise today. Our email service can provide you with information about each week's Call to Worship program. This convenient reminder includes a link to that week's program and also includes scripture references for the devotional topic. To subscribe to this free weekly email service, simply visit our website, calltoworship.us. Thank you for your letters and your financial support of this ministry. You can write to us here at Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon 97501. And please visit us online at calltoworship.us, where you can make your tax-deductible donation safely and securely. A lot of good things are there for you on the website, like being able to listen to the program anytime you want. Maybe you listen to a local station that airs Call to Worship once a week, and I'm happy that you do. I hope that you will contact that station and thank them for carrying Call to Worship. And if they are a listener-supported ministry, send them a financial gift. But maybe you missed the program on your station. Well, we have the program available to you all week long, 24/7. So check us out, calltoworship.us. And you'll find a playlist I put together of the songs, the album, and artist information there as well. The scripture passages for each broadcast are also there for you online at calltoworship.us.
God, you're so good to me. You've always been so good to me. I'll sing it through eternity. God, you're so good. Come on, choir. God, you're so good to me. You've always been so good to me. We'll sing it through eternity. God, you're so good. I wanna sing your praise all night long and every day. I'll stand and worship you my whole life through. God, you're so good to me. You've always been so good to me. I'll sing it through eternity. God, you're so good. God, you're so merciful. God, you're so merciful. You've always been so merciful. Your blessings are so bountiful. God, you're so good. I wanna sing your praise all night long and every day. I'll stand and worship you my whole life through. God, you're so good to me. You've always been so good to me. I'll sing it through eternity. God, you're so good. God, you're so beautiful. God, you're so beautiful. You are so beautiful. Every day you're faithful. God, you're so good. So good to me. We'll sing it through eternity. God, you're so good. God, you're so good. God, you're so good.
so good to me. I'll sing it through eternity. God, you're so good.
Now let's sing it to him.
God, you're so good to me. You've always been so good to me. We'll sing it through eternity. God, you're so
our prayer is that this call to worship is a valuable part of your worship today.
Such a time as this, for such a time as this, we've been summoned here by God for such a time.
Such a time,
for such a time as this,
we've been summoned
here by God.
Oh, for such a
Yeah.
just think about what it means to be best at something. To give the best. To look best. Today, let's look into Scripture at God and His best. Us and our best. And that for Christians, the best is yet to come. His best. I've heard it said that God always gives His best to those who leave the choice with Him. Let's look at Genesis chapter 1. And God saw everything that He had made, and behold, it was very good, indeed His best. And there was evening, and there was morning, the sixth day. We're told in 1 Corinthians chapter 12 about the gifts, such as healings, helps, governments, and diversity of tongues. And in verse 31, we are told to covet, to desire the best gifts. And then the author says that there is even a more excellent way than those gifts. That is where we step into 1 Corinthians 13, where God describes His greatest, His best gift. His absolute best for us is His love. Moving to Ezra chapter 8, then I proclaimed a fast there at the river Ahava, that we might humble ourselves before God to seek from Him a safe journey for ourselves, our children, and all our goods. For I was ashamed to ask the king for a band of soldiers and horsemen to protect us against the enemy on our way, since we had told the king, the hand of our God is good on all who seek Him, and the power of His wrath is against all who forsake Him. Jeremiah the prophet declares to Israel in Jeremiah chapter 29, for thus says the Lord, when 70 years are completed for Babylon, I will visit you, and I will fulfill to you my promise and bring you back to this place. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans for welfare and not for evil, to give you a future and a hope. Then you will call upon me and come and pray to me, and I will hear you. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. Our best. One of the many sayings that I've shared with our children over the years is that it is always best to obey the first time right away. Ephesians chapter 5. Look carefully then how you walk, not as unwise, but as wise, making the best use of the time because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is, and do not get drunk with wine, for that is debauchery. But be filled with the Spirit, addressing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody to the Lord with your heart, giving thanks always for everything to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, submitting to one another out of reverence for Christ. 2 Timothy chapter 2. Do your best to present yourself to God as one approved, a worker who has no need to be ashamed, rightly handling the word of truth. It is important that we do good. Micah 6. He hath showed thee, O man, what is good, and what doth the Lord require of thee, but to do justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with thy God. Romans 12. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. And folks, the best is yet to come. We live in a world filled with tests and challenges, opportunities for growth, and we have some good times also. But the best of times here are no comparison with the best that is yet to come. Heaven, where God is, where we will see Him as He is, we will be like Christ, and where He is, there will be no sin, no penalty for our sin. Sin will have no power, for there will be no presence of sin. John 14, don't let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God and also trust in me. There is more than enough room in my Father's home. If this were not so, would I have told you that I'm going to prepare a place for you? When everything is ready, I will come and get you, so that you will always be with me where I am, and you know the way to where I am going. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. This is what the Scriptures mean when they say, no eye has seen, no ear has heard, and no mind has imagined what God has prepared for those who love Him. And finally, 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. But we do not want you to be uninformed, brothers, about those who are asleep, that you may not grieve as others do who have no hope. For since we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so, through Jesus, God will bring with Him those who have fallen asleep. For this we declare to you by a word from the Lord, that we who are alive, who are left until the coming of the Lord, will not precede those who have fallen asleep. For the Lord Himself will descend from heaven with a cry of command, with the voice of an archangel, and with the sound of the trumpet of God. And the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive, who are left, will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so we will always be with the Lord. Therefore, encourage one another with these words.
Father, He looks at us to say,
Call to worship today has been invested in God's Word, spoken and in song, as we've looked at His best, our best, and the best is yet to come. It is my prayer that this time has been a meaningful part of your worship today. Please take just a moment to write. We'd love to hear from you. Our address, Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon, 97501. And if you want a life-changing relationship with Jesus Christ, the God-man, I invite you to admit your need for salvation. If you believe God, the eternal Creator, King, loves us, sent Jesus to die for our sins, and brought Him back to life, God offers you glorious life now and in heaven. Love God and accept Christ through God's Holy Spirit today. Tomorrow is not a given, but the offer of salvation is. When you make a decision, please let us know by mail to Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon, 97501, or contact us through our website at calltoworship.us, where you'll find more information about this ministry, and you can make your tax-deductible donation safely and securely. That's calltoworship.us. And now, until we answer the call to worship once again, let all that I am praise the Lord. With my whole heart, I will praise His holy name. Let all that I am praise the Lord. May I never forget the good things He has done for me. He forgives all my sins and heals all my diseases. He redeems me from death and crowns me with love and tender mercies.
There's a hard, hard place nobody ever told me of. All I ever heard about was peace and love. I was told that trouble couldn't touch a child of God. So when the trials came furiously, it nearly sucked the life out of me. Until I prayed, carry me through this world. Lift me up when I fall. I am weak, and You are to You, O Lord, I will lift up my soul. Though the storms surround me, they are creasing old. For the first time in my life, trials are sweet to me. I learned to share in Your sufferings, Jesus.